Evening, Shalom Aleichem. This will be slightly abbreviated, or more than slightly abbreviated, because I'm working on my fifth time trying to record this. A number of interruptions. It should be Ili Nishmas, my father-in-law, Rabbi Cheskel Bar Avram, passed away this past Sunday. I will, in Mitzvah Hashem, try to write up and give a shir, Lili Nishmosa, perhaps at the end of Shiva. I think it will be edifying for everyone involved. The entire discussion of Migdal Bavel, of the Dora Flug or Apalaga, as you prefer, is extremely nebulous. Chazal themselves say the idea that their sins are not explicitly enumerated in the Torah, as opposed to the sins of Dor Mabel, which are very clear. So perhaps we could take a look at the entire episode from two vantage points, one from the Malbim's Perish Ala Torah, and then another one from the Svasemis. I think you can, it's a shame, be able to make use of both explanations. This is in the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph in Bereishis. Vayhi kol ha'aretz sofa echas v'roim echadim. Different Berushim. They had one language. It was the language Lashon Kodesh. As Rashi says, v'roim echadim, the Malbim, says that they were involved in only very simple things. In other words, we're talking about the cost of becoming more sophisticated. It's not a sin to be sophisticated. The question is, one has to keep one's eyes open. In the case of the Dora Flaga, they allowed their development, as it were, to become destructive, self-destructive. So we'll see what these Dvarim Chadim are. But even Asami Kedem, and they traveled from the east. What does it mean they traveled from Kedem? Does it mean they traveled from away from the Ribbono Shel Olam, Kadmon or Shel Olam, one was the source of the world? Does it mean they physically traveled from the east, because the mountains of Ararat, maybe not specifically the mountains themselves, but their own range, the mountains of Ararat, maybe it's the entire Armenian highlands, are to the east of Eretz Shinar? Or is it Vayimen or some Mikedem? Perhaps is that they are leaving behind their previous way of life. Right, that would fit in with the Dvar Machadim, very simple, specific, you know, just a limited amount of to their repertoire, what they were involved in. They lived much simply, a more simple life, and then became more sophisticated. And the question is, how does that sophistication affect them? The making of bricks, as opposed to using stones. Stones are not always available. Bricks are uniform, etc. This appears to be a technological development. But then the next step is, once we it's really very clear that one has to be so careful not to allow success to go to one's head. In the case over here, they were capable of making the bricks, then they said, let's make a city that's got to have both a city in it with a tower in it, Barosh Bashamayim, and its top, its peak reaches into the heavens. Why that was necessary? We already taste it, so they draw over here that there's a bit of rebellion. We're not sort of shame, pinnafutz al pnei korats, and we'll make for ourselves a name. Rashi says the name of this idea of shame is like a shame of Avodah Zarah, or that we'll be in control of our own destiny. Whatever it is, it smacks from detachment from Hashem. We'll have power, we'll have dominion, we will no longer be subject to God's punishment. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu went down to see. Right, once again, to point out the humility to a dying that he has to see himself. He can't just trust on hearsay. Vayomer Hashem, right? Ein am echad sfar echad sukulam. V'ze haichlan lasos. V'atali v'tzer mehem kol asher yazmu lasos. For some reason, they are an am echad. They have unity. The safar echad, they have one language. Especially that language is Lashon HaKodesh, then they will be unstoppable. Again, Kadosh Baruch Hu could always overturn anything. There's nothing that's unstoppable to him. But within the context of the evolution, the natural evolution of the world, which Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like to break the laws of Teva, which are his will, of course. Right? He doesn't like to break them. So then there's nothing that to prevent them from accomplishing their goal, which is really to separate themselves from Hashem. Havaner Dov and Avallah Sham Sfasam, let us go down. Once again, the sign of humility here. Now, it's in stark contrast to man, who has nothing to be humble about, nothing to allow himself. This hubris is suffering from a state of overinflated ego, right? And the Kadosh Baruch Hu, in turn, in the very same context, is being showing his anivus, and that he said he's going to go down with the bezdin shalmala nerda in the plural of nevalah sham svasam sherli oishmu ish svasrayu. Let's confuse their language so one will no longer stand the other. Once again, this idea of their joining together is not necessarily to their benefit. It might be to their detriment, and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu wishes to prevent it. Vayafetz Hashem osam isham al pnei kol haaretz vayechtalu livnosa yir. Right? He scattered them across, no one could understand each other, and they were scattered, and now there's no longer a continuation of the building of the city. Again, this idea of building the city has its drawbacks. It has a certain amount of technological development, but it depends on what your intention is. You can have a good intention for this, you can have a not such a good intention. The Malbim quotes, actually this Malbim we're just seeing right now, that's not obviously in our Indian of Dora Flaga, but rather it's in the door Amabul, and he talks about the idea of the Atze Gopher being used, they were very light, to show that this symbolic, as it were, new world, which is what the Teva was, a symbolic new world, has to be focused on things that are more light rather than heavier, i.e. the ideas of the spirit rather than the ideas of physicality, of a corporeal existence, heavy, right? And plus there's kinim tase sateva, they're meant to make separate compartments, because what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants for man after the destruction wreaked upon him by the flood for his sins is to recreate the world, to set up in separate compartments, right? Different places, different people should go to different places, different creatures, different creations. And for Chavitah, some mibayis mechutz v'kofer, and there'll always be a protection over this new world that's going to come about. In other words, this is Kilo prologue. The Ark was a prologue as a symbolic world to the new world that would take place. And there'll always be a protection, kofer, as it were, to protect those unique individuals who need to flourish within the new world. The Shames, the Avers, and the Avmavinos. Fine. The Malbim continues. This idea of Dvarim Achadim is that they were nomadic people. In other words, after it says when they traveled from Kedem, according to Ibn Ezra, they traveled from the east, because the high mountain region of Armenia was a little bit to the east of the Fertile Crescent of Shinar, etc. The Dvarim Achadim doesn't mean they had a unified purpose. It's talking about the evil they plan to do. That's a possibility, certainly, according to many of them are Farshim. The Malbim says that Dvarim Achadim is they left behind a very simple existence. Dvarim Achadim, they weren't involved in the overly sophisticated things. They had what they needed. They weren't involved in acquiring for themselves luxuries, items, etc. But in right, and the result is, though, after once they were more preoccupied with gaining for themselves wealth, the name, etc., so then everything begins to go down the tubes. But you know, some Mikedem, right? Mikedem. As we mentioned before, they left behind their previous approach to life. They become more sophisticated. Once again, Levanian, bricks, cities, towers, sophistication, as it were, begins to spoil them. It's a point to ponder. Doesn't mean we're going to become nomads, but it doesn't mean we have to keep our eyes open. And they said, we're not moving from here. We're not going to allow ourselves to be scattered. In other words, in contradiction in contrast, I should say, to the we said that the Teva was made out of kinims, compartments, and was meant to be a prologue to when they left the Teva, that they should spread out over the earth and create different groups, etc., in different places. Here, no, we're going to stick together. This way we have strength. There's strength in numbers, strength in unity. Once again, unity does generate strength, but the question is, if it's unity for what? Unity for something good or something that's not so good. Malm continues, they're planning and building in Bodhisattva. Right. Vayered Hashem Ratzaloma Sharatza. This is when he went down and he saw both the city and the tower. He says, Sharatzaladash Yitzmach Mizeh. The Rosh Baruch Hu saw that what's going to happen, sort of like Ben Sora Mori, he saw what was going to happen if we allow this to develop. That's why he went down with the Bezdin Shalmala. Right? In other words, the Bezdin Shalmala is also just judging according to what they see as the evolution that's going to take place from this particular sequence of events. And he sees the ear of a kibbutzim. He sees the city, everybody gathered together, one place, tighter quarters. Shiar bechamas v'shod, wherever there's a lot of people together, then you wind up having not such a simple life, a contrary, you wind up having violence, what do you call assault, battery, what do you call it, theft, murder even, between the Bnei Aram. And the Migdol says, the Malbim, the Migdol is the shame of Odazara. So he went, goes on the scene, and he says, this is not a good idea. We have to get rid of this. Right? We must end this immediately. And so, right, Hava Nerda, Lo Namtina Chi Shchisu, Kovane Odam Rak Ata Nasa Pirud Beinam. Right? To the next to the last line on page 1. Aide Pirud, Alashona Shaide Ken Nasa Pirud Beinam. Vizel Tobas Akal, it's good that there should be a certain amount of differentiation, separation between them. Ki Kinus, Lorashim, Ra, Lehem, Ra, the whole of it. The Rashim were all joined together. It's not good for them. Better there should be dissension, division in their ranks, so this way one doesn't necessarily follow the other, doesn't reinforce the other in bad ways. Okay, that's really the Malbim's approach to the entire story. The Sfasemes he takes a number of models from this entire story. First of all, he brings from the Magen Mikoshnitz that these affairs that took place, Kayin, Dora Mabul, Dora Floga, are parallel to Akina, Vataiva, Vakovot, Motzian, Sodom, and Olam. Each one of them, right? They're Ma'abed, the Dvarim, they're Tselem, Elokim, right? They're Mavad, Tselem, Mavad, Elokim. Through the Kina of Kayin, through the Taiva, Dora Mabul, and the false quest for Kovod of the Dora Floga. Continues the Sfasemis, and he says, that really, as we see in Avos, Asar Bamaros Nivra Olam, Asar Doros from Adam Noach, Asar Doros from Noach Ad, what do you call it, Ad Avram, etc. All these are part of the evolution of the world. Lachain, he says here in the middle, in the bold, Lachain, Asar Doros Vishon Nemar, Ad Shehevi Aleim Me Mabul. In other words, they were animalistic in their approach to life. They were blessed with incredible bounty, the Dora Mabul, and they took an animalistic approach to gather for themselves more pleasure and more pleasure and more pleasure. And the result was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought them a Mabul. They've so become so debauched and degenerate, they can't continue. This, they're like behemoths, they had to be erased. Avodora Floga, Isir, Sheba, Avram, Bekibel, Scharkul. And it doesn't say they were destroyed, but rather Avram collected the Scharkulim, because the idea is that the idea of their unity is actually is a useful concept. It's a healthy concept. The problem is if it's abused, it's not healthy. So therefore, Avram Natal Scharkulim, Avram collected, as it were, this unity that they demonstrated, and he used it instead of for Avodah Zarah, he used it in order to unify people in their service of Hashem. You'll pardon me for moving so quickly, but I'm telling you I can't do this the sixth time. Ubnei Yisrael bonu be'emes ha'binyan. As the result is that by not destroying the Dor ha'flog, the Dor ha'mabul need to be destroyed. They totally become degenerate. The Dor ha'flog, they had a concept that was useful, but that concept they abused. Kadosh Baruch Hu put an end to their usage of that concept by scattering them, by turning them in, creating dissension in their ranks as opposed to the unity they had. And this was what he called, this unity was instead inherited, like it says in Avos. Aram Nachal Schar Kulam. He inherited that unity, and he used it for Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael banu be'emes habinyan achachach b'mishkam beis hamikdash. Not only did they took this unity, and with it they built a binyan, they built a binyan. Just like the Migdal Babel built a binyan, but that was an exercise in their quest for their own kavod by the Dor HaPlaga. Whereas the binyan beis hamikdash, binyan mishkan, is for the purpose of showing avodas Hashem, unity for the sake of avodas Hashem. A bit more on this evolution of history, right? Va'amnu sheba Avram avinu v'kibul schar kulam v'lo nev d'lagarme k'dor amabul. Right? And he absorbed their concept of unity and used it for good. V'achachach asar nisyonos, then Avram in turn grows. In other words, we've got asar mamoros. And then after asar mamoros, there's 10 generations until the flood. And they become debased and debauched. They need to be destroyed. And there's 10 generations of what he called until the Dor HaPlaga. But instead of being destroyed, we take the concept that they developed, which they developed in an unhelpful fashion, and now it's narrated by Avram Avinu, who in turn, what he called, is trying to turn the world back to what he called remembering that Hashem is one, he's one. And now Avram in turn overcomes Esenisyonos. And then afterwards, after Klal Yisrael enters into Eretz Yisrael, there are Soranisim, this ladder of 10, sometimes diving downward to the bowels of the earth, and then rising upward. Fascinating. And the chol zetzarach lios kacha seder gam bechol prata odom shemikodem yesh tov vo utzichem yegia lavo lebchinas ha'achdus ha'chatzichem liyageh shehiya achdus l'shem shamayim. You hear this? He says this is also meant to be a personal example for every individual. First, to extract himself from the world of tov, from the world of the Dor HaMabul, and then to recognize that he used to be unified in his actions, to act like a lofty human being and not like an animal. But even then, a person could go off the derech and as it were, kind of construct his world of unity for all sorts of external isms, etc. He used to turn it back to the Rabbonu Shalom, and so on and so forth. So Hasemis mentions that the antidotes to the sins of those generations, once again, using this as a model for everybody's personal growth, the sin of what he called of the Dor HaMabul is one of licentious behavior, and as such, the bris of Mila is really cool, is the antidote to that. And the sin of the Dor HaPlaga was their abuse of power, their abuse of transforming their sense of greatness to one that was full of hubris, of gaiva, a turn towards themselves, towards avodah zarah, and for this the bris of tefillin and Shabbos Kodesh, right, to properly direct the world of chachma that a person can achieve, not that one should become one full of oneself and one's sophistication, but rather one should recognize this chachma is benefit only if you use it to create an ambience of what he called it's all Hashem's. And then finally, what he called punished measure, mita keneged mita, the Dor HaPlaga, because they abused, as it were, their koach hadibur, their saf achas, their unity for false purposes, and in turn, that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu was mevalbel their safa. So there are lessons here, both in terms of understanding history, and the lessons here in terms of our own personal development. You know, I apologize for it being in such a bridged version, but it's what can I do? 5 times is enough, and it's very late. Okay. Share good news, and God willing, Mitzvah Hashem, next week I will try to put together a brief shir, which would be the form of hesped from my father-in-law, Zichron Levracha, and I think you'll find it very edifying when we get there, because there's a lot to be learned from him. May he rest in peace. Okay, we should be in good news.